Now let's get to numbers, to be more precise, set of numbers. We know natural numbers, the numbers which can count objects. Say, for example, one cat, two cats, three cats. Sometimes we say if there are zero cats, it means that there are no cats, right? Then these are called natural numbers, numbers which can be used in nature, in real life, even by very uneducated people and very, you know, for a very long time, for thousands of years probably. Then the next set of numbers, which include the previous one, would be integers. They can be negative. Say, for example, if you have $1, it means that you have more than zero money, right? You spend this $1, you have zero money. But if you borrow from me, for example, $1, then you have negative $1. So if you had $0, it would be more than negative one, because in order for you to have $0, you must give me the debt. You must reimburse me $1, then you will have $0. Now, these numbers may be also used appropriately. Then, the next set of numbers would be rational numbers, which means that these numbers can be represented as a ratio of two integers. Say, for example, 1 over 3, or negative 5 over 7, or let's say 4 over 6, etc. Right? Sometimes, if you write these numbers as a decimal, it may be a recurring decimal, but that's not a problem. You can always reduce it to finite expression with a point, not necessarily a decimal, using the different counting systems. Say, for example, 1 over 3 is 0.33333 going forever in decimal system, but in triple system, it's just 0.1. So rational number and finite expression of the number through either decimal or any other kind of counting system is essentially the same. Now, the next set of numbers would be irrational, the numbers which cannot be represented as a ratio of two integers, such as, for example, square root of 2, square root of 3, square root of 5. Those are called surds, the square roots of integer numbers, which cannot be simplified further. Say, for example, square root of 8 is not a surd, because square root of 8 is essentially equal to 2 square roots of 2. Right? Then there are kind of absurds or transcendental irrational numbers, such as for example, a logarithm of, let's say, natural logarithm of 3, for example, or decimal logarithm of 11, or let's say sine of, let's say, 25 degrees, or sine of 67 degrees, or something like that. Right? So asserts can be the results of solving equations with real coefficients. With integer coefficients, whereas the numbers which are not surds are not rational, the numbers which we call transcendental can only be calculated by calculating some of those transcendental functions at some point with some argument. So it is really crucial to understand the difference between finite decimal, recurring decimal, and the irrational number. Say, if you have recurring infinite decimal, there's a pattern in there. Whereas in irrational number such as pi or e, which is approximately 2.7, pi is approximately 3.14. So in those irrational numbers, there are no known patterns. So, and they're actually very close to chaos. So we can say that there are no patterns in those numbers. Those are the differences between, let's say, recurring decimal and irrational number.